I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, our team managed to make it into Old Man McScrooge's house and very quickly berated him into opening the basement door. The basement is chaos. There's a massive glowing death claw there, McScrooge's so-called ghost of Christmas present. It roars with a primal fury, its claws swiping at the team with devastating force. A shattered nest of bones and debris is now alive with movement as a smaller, younger death claw, a sickly green glow emanating from its form, charges into the fray. The skittering beast moves at terrifying speed, using a pile of clutter for cover as it launches hit-and-run attacks. Above the din of combat, a deep rumble vibrates through the ground, the concrete floor trembling underfoot. A low, ominous sound rising in intensity like a predator awakening. McScrooge cowers near the back of the room. His face is pale and slick with sweat, and he stares wide-eyed at the massive death claw, his lips moving in silent pleas before he finally screams. Winnegan has been knocked down. Her radiation suit ripped, and now she's taking radiation damage along with the small dog that burst from her chest earlier. Combat continues with Beverly, as she's currently being attacked by the younger of the Deathclaws.
Okay. She would like to turn to the small little Deathclaw and looms over it. And, like, put his hands up and basically try to grab the thing.
Alright, so we're going for another strength test. Where you just want to... Are you just looking to, like, control it? Or what are you looking to do?
Once you've grabbed it? I assume, like, it's about the same size as, say, I don't know, like a gremlin or something. Basically just trying to, like, grab it. So it's basically... She's got it in both hands.
Let's see if it... worked last time.
Alright, Beverly tries to grapple the smaller Deathclaw. And when I say smaller, it doesn't mean it's small. It just means it's smaller than the other one.
Go for it.
Give us a wee unarmed check, see if you succeed in that one.
Oh.
You've got 4 successes there. I'm going to give this a chance to escape, but I don't know if it's going to beat 4 successes with that one. That was pretty damn good. Nearly. I get 3 successes.
Best roll I've ever done, though.
Really good roll. So, yeah, okay. So you have grabbed this smaller Deathclaw. It's currently being cut by Snufflepuff, but you... What kind of grab are you? Do you know the names of any grabs? What are you doing? Yeah, we rear naked chokehold or something like that?
Basically, probably getting attacked from Snufflepuff and, like, the whole, pulling it under its son's arms so it can't, like, attack as much.
I think you're right, Winnegan. That's a Phil Nelson right there.
I never really watched wrestling when I was a kid, though. But I want to drag it. I want to drag it up these stairs.
All right, okay. So you haven't actually moved yet, so I will allow you to move towards the stairwell. So I'll say that in this turn, after grabbing it, you managed to make it to the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, okay. Just there then. Okay.
Well, okay, so you're dragging the small Deathclaw towards the exit. In fact, you know what? I'm going to put Mr. McScrooge's token in here as well because he's in the room. Yeah, there he is there.
Tiny little man.
Yeah, he's just there. He's just sort of crying in the corner there.
That's him in the corner.
So come on, you little shit.
The Death Claw sees you dragging its young away, and unfortunately, in this turn, it cannot move. It has been stunned previously by an electrified Dildominator. It watches you take it with anger in its eyes, and it is ready to pounce, but not right now. Nurse Handy's next. What are you doing from your position there? Nurse Handy's currently at the bottom of the stairs with no thrusters to power her.
There's really not much I can do, but this time I'm not going to use my energy pointer. I'm going to use my 10mm pistol.
Shoot her.
Okay, so you're going to shoot the Deathclaw. Successfully, yep. You shoot your 10mm pistol successfully at the Deathclaw. How much damage do you do? That's a pretty damn good shot right there. 5 damage.
Yes.
Did
I shoot it in the ass?
Oh, actually, this has got some pretty good physical resistance as well, so let's hope it's the torso you hit. It is the torso you hit. It takes the full 5 damage. Well done. That was a good shot.
Nurse Handy lucks out in the corner.
Nurse Handy does look out in the corner.
It's loud in the corner.
Gertrude, Billy Bob, Snufflepuff. Snufflepuff needs to roll 3 damage dice right now.
Oh,
don't know who's going to fall first.
Snufflepuff takes 1 point of radiation damage.
So that means her max health goes down by 1?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Just poops.
Would you like me to violate this thing one last time?
I don't know. I'd like to shoot it in the face on my railway rifle, but...
Okay. I mean, the more you stun it, the better it is, because...
I mean, it's going to die next turn, likely. Up to you, Billy.
That's a crit success.
That is a crit success. So, Billy Bob raises his recoil-compensated, scoped automatic, bayoneted long railway rifle with laser sight and takes a shot at the Deathclaw.
Now... Because I've got, it's actually got a fire rate of 3, I can add 2, I can spend 2 more bits of ammo and fire 2 more damage dice.
Something just like me, Ma.
Like you're cranking it like Wenigan does?
Yeah, that's what it says. It says a fire rate I can
learned
spend.
Learned it from
Meemaw. Learned it from Meemaw. Meemaw taught me everything.
2 additional ammo for 2 additional damage dice. Go for it. Uh-huh.
There's 9 damage in breakings.
You've done the breaking again, so let's see if you hit it somewhere different. Or if you hit it in the torso, it's dead actually. Hold on, let's see. You hit it in the left arm. You know what, it still kills it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, motherfucker!
Describe that one for me. But how does Billy Bob shoot this thing in the left arm and make it die?
So I would assume I've already obliterated its torso and it's like leaking out already blood and everything. And we've done a good number on it. And so when
you don't want to look around the back here.
When I shoot it in the left arm and it literally rips the left arm off and I pin the left arm against the wall with the railway spike, it just loses just enough blood and just enough energy. It was basically hanging on by adrenaline alone. It succumbs and hits the dirt.
A nice peaceful death for a monster.
Alright, brilliant. So, the Deathclaw now lies dead. The team have successfully managed to kill it. There is one... There's one combatant still in the field, however. Gertrude and Snufflepuff both had a chance to deal with this. Do you want to do anything with this young Deathclaw that Beverly's currently manhandling?
Beverly, what are you trying to do with that? You're trying to kill it? You want to keep it as a pet? You're trying to fuck it? What are you trying to do with it?
I don't
want
to fuck it.
Should I kill it?
We can try.
Patron.
Okay, Gertrude runs towards both Beverly and the young Deathclaw. Go on, roll the pain train for me. You get 2 successes. You hit both Beverly.
Fucking knew that was going to happen.
Beverly and the young Deathclaw both fall to the floor prone.
For fuck's sake.
You do 5 damage to both of them.
Where does it hit me?
Well, it hits you in the you take the pain in the right leg, Beverly.
Right leg, I have nothing. So, minus five.
Alright, excellent. Yep, you take the full five damage. Hit, so does the Deathclaw. It takes the full five damage as well.
Crippling hit.
That is actually, yes. Thank you very much for reminding me.
do I get a crippled leg then?
Yes, Gertrude has broke your ankle.
Fuck's sake.
You shouldn't have fucking held onto it, you dumbass.
It's also broke the leg of one of the... Sorry, it's broke one of the young Deathclaw's legs.
Well, Bentley, you didn't want to fuck it, but I'm going to.
Actually, am I still stunned or no?
You have 2 seconds before I click the submit value.
Am I still stunned or no?
Yes, you'll be recovering from your stun on your next turn.
Fuck.
Dildo.
That's fucked up my idea completely.
Successes. What? You said you wanted to kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say that, Beverly.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's not a particularly good shot from you. They're only 7 damage, but you did stun it.
9. Vicious.
Oh, yes, 9. I apologise. But yeah, that's still not enough to kill it. It is, however, he's currently beaten, bloody, and electrified with a broken leg. Are we continuing with combat on this?
It feels kind of cruel.
It does.
We've got it surrounded! Kick it!
Because it is... It is the Deathclaw's turn.
I did say grab its legs.
I mean, it's stuck.
Hold it down!
I can't do it.
Take its wallet! Where's your lunch money, kid?
Can Snufflepuff finish it off and then we eat it?
That was going to be Billy Bob's new dog. Christ.
Whoops.
Hey guys, I can't see you here from the other corner. What are you doing? It sounds like you're having a great time.
Crimes.
We need to get out of here before the other one shows up and we need to detonate that bomb.
Can I run over and see about like what it would take to arm the bomb?
Alright, so are we saying that so it is still combat, it is Winnegan's turn.
Wait, hang on. Stop, wait. One, I'm stunned, so I don't think I can.
Well, no, you've recovered from your stun now. You lost your last turn.
The radius of a nuke is really fucking big.
Yeah.
Is it big enough that it would kill... No, because it would fuck up anyone in the vault, right?
How close are we to the vault? Would it be within range?
It's a nuke. Yes.
Give me a perception against science. In fact, intelligence and science check for me.
Oh, shit.
Don't we want this Don't we want this area?
All of us?
Yeah. See if anybody knows the answer to this question.
Perception science, okay.
I've got one success.
Nope.
Literally have a target of 4. I have 0 science. And I got a success.
I have no success.
I got feck all.
Billy Bob manages 6. To reach into the back of his mind palace and do a few calculations.
Behind the monkey notes. With the symbols. Ching! Ching!
You have determined that... you are far enough away from the vault that if this bomb was to explode, it would not destroy the vault.
Well, actually, I think it seems really stupid that we're debating this. The whole purpose of a vault is to be a fallout vault, so it's literally bomb-proof.
They are currently having a festival/market outside of the vault entrance with the doors open.
That's the point I'm trying to make here, is that the vault would be largely unaffected. The camp outside the vault, it would also be too far away for it to actually damage that camp. There may be other repercussions that you can't tell at this point.
Cancer?
Yeah. Don't we want this area though? Not.
Yeah.
The Gekkin, it would clean it of radiation.
And it would also absorb the nuke and turn it into fertile soil.
Yeah. Even more fertile.
The issue is the fucking smoke cloud of cancer and other bad shit. That
let's not set it off then. Let's just run the fuck away before the other one turns up.
But we still need to clear this house.
We go outside, we shut the door, leave Scrooge in there, job done, run away.
Go for a pint.
Exactly, wait for a door, blow up.
For some reason, I've been in quite a few nuclear fallout zones, and it's never affected me, so I don't think it'll affect you, Winnegan.
no confidence in that. Also, every second I spend in this basement, I get a new type of cancer. So far, we're leukemia and pancreas.
Let's arm the bomb.
Yes, I mean, you, being your turn, you do still have to take your damage.
Yeah.
So, what roll your damage dice for me, please. Roll three of them, please.
What about Snuffle from the last one?
Oh!
She did roll the damage. She got. She only took 1 point of damage.
How the fuck does that work?
That is impressive that you managed to roll zero damage on all three of those dice.
Yeah,
you're managing to resist this of her.
Breathing for it. Right.
Okay, Beverly, well, it's your turn now.
What do we do with this, then?
Can someone maybe fix me?
Get out of here.
Do y'all hear something?
Okay.
I don't hear anything.
Can I just try to snap its neck? Just fuck it.
Do we take it with
keep
us?
It alive.
Huh.
It's stunned. I can keep stunning it.
Okay, you want to do another grapple move? Break its neck, go for it. Give me a wee unarmed.
Every season we must kill at least one baby, by contract. It has to happen.
Does anyone have a shotgun?
Yeah. Does anyone have a shotgun? It's possible.
Wait, it can't do anything. It's stunned.
You're right, it can't do anything. It's stunned. I was about to make it struggle free. But that's
actually...
The dildo stunned it enough to put it into a coma. Yes.
And because it's mutation in it, it counted as mutated. So I get because I've got Hunter, so I'd get the Vicious on top of this, and it's the unarmed. So I get an extra two dice, was it? Was it two or three?
Don't worry, you don't have to roll damage for this. This is
I want to.
Okay, fuck it, go for it and roll the damage. Yep.
Rip its fucking head off.
Yeah, so you snap the baby Deathclaw's neck.
Night, night!
The click rings out. Across the basement, and everything goes dead silent until you hear again that loud, loud rumble. Very, very close. What does everybody do?
Arm the bomb! Arm the bomb! We need to arm the bomb!
Yeah, I'm leaving. We are leaving now.
Arm the bomb. I'm gonna.
It's already dead.
I'm gonna run over and try and arm the bomb.
Just that.
And Winnegan's gonna run out of the basement. All
right, Cap. Right. I legit like Billy Bob's gonna try and look and see if he can arm the bomb to like be put on a timer.
We cannot outrun.
Don't we need the bomb?
Yeah, you don't worry. Billy Bob's running to arm the bomb. Winnegan's running towards the door.
Can I skip Snufflepuff?
Snufflepuff, go with Meemaw. Meemaw, go with Meemaw. Don't worry, Meemaw, I got this. We'll take. I'll make sure that McScrooge here isn't gonna be around when we're.
Bye, Miss Nurse.
Beverly, what are you doing?
Staggering up the stairs.
Yeah, Beverly's running. Gertrude.
Oh, can someone carry the bot?
Before I leave, can I throw the bomb, the thermite bomb? Can we see that other one coming in?
You can throw the thermite bomb if you want, yeah.
I'm literally trying to arm the bomb here. Are you going to blow me up in this room as you leave?
No, I'm going to try and blow the other one up.
I'm just staggering up the stairs and walking
away. If that's allowed.
It is allowed that you throw your bomb in this room. It is allowed.
At the Deathclaw.
Yes.
The alive one.
Not attracting the bomb.
You can throw the bomb.
I don't know if that turn of phrase, how that was said, should tell you not to throw that fucking bomb, Matt.
Yeah. Place it softly, then run.
Oh, fuck it, run away.
So Gertrude is running away. Nobody has picked up the robot.
Can I throw
Scrooge? Go big or go home.
What are you saying?
Can I throw Scrooge instead?
You can throw Scrooge on your way up. Yeah.
Fuck you, Scrooge. Attach the thermite bomb.
Shit, right, okay. So, everybody runs towards the doorway while Billy Bob runs towards the bomb.
Someone pick up the robot, please.
I can't.
It's too late. It's already happening. Gertrude picks up Mr. McScrooge on the way to the doorway. You have rolled a throwing roll there. Two successes. Let me see if Old Man McScrooge can counter that. Just a regular old human, so let's... Oh, this is going to be fucking ridiculous, right? He doesn't even have unarmed in his skills, so you can tell how good this is going to go.
Fuck him up! Everybody hits him!
Yep, he has failed both those tests. Explain, go on. Describe it to me. What happens as you're running up those stairs?
Well, Gertrude's logic is that we need to get rid of this old man, apparently. And considering throwing the bomb isn't a good idea, and Billy was probably going to need a few minutes to disarm the bomb.
Lunch.
Gertrude's going to give the old man to the Deathclaw. And hopefully, as we all leave, it'll think that it killed all the others.
Here's your turkey, you bastard.
But all you hear from Gertrude is just, yeet.
Okay, so if you can imagine this all happening at exactly the same time.
I need to live.
Billy Bob is running towards the bomb. Gertrude is up the stairs. The old man with screws is currently mid-air. He's got some good ears. Nurse Handy is shouting for help. Billy Bob, I need you to do for me some tests. Now, you're running up to this nuclear weapon to see if you can disarm it. What?
Bye, Billy.
How do you think Billy Bob would be able to do this?
Okay, so, obviously he was just a Texas Ranger, so he wouldn't have been in like a military complex. But I would say because he's a Texas Ranger, if there's any Texas Rangers out there listening, please tell me. Actually, please come in the comments and tell me how bad I am off on this. I would assume he may have done bomb disposal at some point. Now, this is obviously on a vastly different scale, clearly. Yes. But I would assume, though, some things would be standard. I might be wrong on that. I would hope. I'm not saying he would know how to arm and disarm that. This would be different, but I feel like Billy Bob would at least maybe have seen a bomb or two, or at least done bomb disposal, that he would have a steadier hand than, say, someone green out the gate. Does that make sense?
All right.
Just a little.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just, I mean, I would say he's going to know exactly, but I feel like he would walk into this with a calmer head than someone else.
Definitely. I'm going to give you a point for the calm head. We're counting down, because this is a difficult test. We're talking like 5 difficulty here. So I'll knock that down to 4 for Billy's cool head.
Use all our action points. We have them.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have a full roster of action points, so you will be able to get a maximum of 6 dice out of this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Long as there's nothing else we need.
So I would add 4 dice to my roll kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what roll am I making? A science roll? Science and intelligence roll? Or what? What am I making? Explosives?
Explosive. Might be a little bit,
there is an explosives roll.
There is an explosives as well. So, yeah. What do you think? How would he go about this? He wouldn't be looking to do anything technical, so we'd probably just keep away from science.
Yeah, so I would feel like a speech versus charisma roll would be the way this needs to go. I'm going to ask it very calmly, like, hey, if you'd be real good, could you go ahead and arm this for me real fast?
I think survival explosive.
Charisma against explosives. You're going to talk it to
you're me. A naughty explosive. You're a naughty bomb. All right. I'm going to seuss the bomb. I'm going to sit on top of it, trying to keister it. Like, come on.
Right. This is all meta gaming. So, Mr. Mixcruz is still mid-air at the moment. We're not. He's just hanging there.
No.
So we're going to have to make it an intelligence, unfortunately. Sorry.
<right. laughs> Explosive versus intelligence? Okay.
Yeah, let's go for explosives then, because let's face it, your explosives, your science, and your repair are all the same anyway. They're all 0.
Okay. Whew. Here we go.
So you need to get 4...
That is 3. Oh, I am going to re-roll.
Luck.
I'm going to re-roll.
You can re-roll 3, so give me 3d20.
I'm going to re-roll 3d20. Okay.
Come on.
That's 4! Billy Bob has armed a nuclear bomb. That's a great way to finish this.
Was that armed?
That still only counts as 1.
I'm arming it to be put on a timer. That was my thing. So we could run away.
How long's this fucking off?
I'm blowing the fucking place up, but I'm putting it on a timer where we can get far enough away.
Timer.
What is the timer?
30 seconds. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Good luck! Hit the
button. Put it on upside down.
I don't know. I would feel like Billy Bob would panic just enough that I would legit think he put like 15 minutes or something. Like, it's all he would put.
Oh, that's not... No!
I've legit think that he would do... I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to metagame here. I think Billy Bob would panic enough. Or maybe felt too proud that he was figuring out...
9999. Yeah.
I mean, but we want to level this place. We want to get McScrooge out of here.
I don't think I can outrun a nuclear bomb in 15 minutes.
No. And,
especially Billy with a broken ankle.
And me with no thrusters.
You're in the basement.
You're at ground zero.
So, Cap, what do you think?
What do you mean, what? I'm asking you.
Well, I say 15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes.
We're all fucked.
Do they have a car at least or something over here?
Nice to see you.
I'm back.
Nice to see you. Nice.
So long and thanks for all the fish.
Billy Bob successfully arms the bomb. Mr. McScrooge hits the ground in front of the emerging Death Claw coming from the hole in the side wall. The Death Claw grabs him instantly and tears into his flesh as he screams for his life. Billy Bob, what are you doing? Everybody else has managed to make it up the stairs at this point.
Okay, so can I make like a roll if I can like, as soon as I see that he's distracted with him, I can deadbolt sprint to the robot. Like, just, like, not even... Like, it's a sandlot maneuver of going for the baseball. Like, I'm, like, looking at the robot.
In order to get to the robot, you have to... Right, so, just to describe it for the people who aren't watching, there's stairs that go down... stairs that come down from the doorway to the left and to the right. Billy Bob is next to the bomb, which is directly... Above him is the left.
No, I'm
stairs.
Over here. I'm over here. I'm right. Oh, come on.
Billy Bob is left to the bomb, meaning that he's closest to the left-hand stairs. In order to get to the robot, he actually has to run directly past where Old Man McScrooge is currently being torn apart by the Death Claw. Now, you've got a choice here, Billy Bob. You can either run north... get to those left-hand stairs and get out, and that will not cost you any skill check. You will succeed because that Death Claw is distracted with Old Man McScrooge. Or you can run towards... why are all these lanes appearing on my map?
There's like eight different lanes of like paths to go.
Everybody trying to plan it. Yep, you can run past the Death Claw, getting its attention... And picking up the robot, you'll need to do a speed check and also a strength check in order to lift the robot, because it cannot lift itself.
Bye, Billy.
All right.
Now, Billy,
Cartman.
I just want to say that you are the most bravest and most strongest ghoul I've ever had.
All right, I'll leave the robot. Okay. As soon as he starts saying that, all right, I'll leave the robot. Bye. I'm kidding. All right, guys. Cartman, do you think you would ask Billy Bob to run past the ghoul to get you? I mean, run past the Death Claw to get you.
No, I think Billy would go up the stairs.
No. What would your character do? What would you ask me to do? You're pleading your case here, bud.
Oh, straight up, I'll save you. Because, you know, I'm Nurse Andy. saving people's my bits.
All right, guys. What do you think? Should I leave the robot, or should I go for the left?
Leave it up to a dice roll.
All right. I'm gonna roll I'm gonna roll a D100. All right. If it's a 50 and below,
give it a D20. Keep it in theme. D20.
Keep it the D20. Okay. All right. 10 and below. I go for him. 11 to 20. I go for the left one. Oh my goodness. I leave him!
I'm 20, baby.
See ya, sucker! Left it to the dice roll and the robot lost. I'm sorry.
Robot lost the
I would say
most
that
it could have possibly lost.
And that was literally a nat 20. So that was like basically I literally just like flip you the bird as I'm leaving. Yeah, like, fuck you, dude.
I'm not going to rescue you, a robot. F you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, take the USB stick out and just run.
Billy Bob runs towards the stairs, runs up the stairs, and runs through the doorway. They are now all back in the downstairs.
Well, not all of you.
All right, guys. I only set. I was only able to set the timer for 15 minutes. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me. I heard some noise down there. Can I ask what's going on?
Yeah, can you go get some tea for us from the kitchen real fast? That'd be really great.
Can you roll a speech check for me there, Billy Bob? Just a quick speech check.
There's two successes.
Oh, yes, of course I can, sir. I hope your trade negotiations are going well. I'll make you some tea just now.
Yeah, Scrooge told him to bring his tea down into the basement when he's done, and we get the fuck out of here. All right, let's go.
Absolutely, sir. I'll go down to the basement as soon as I've made some tea.
As Tiny Tim goes to make some tea and deliver it to the basement, the team all run out the front door.
Tim, really quickly, do you have any transport here?
Transport, man.
Car.
Vehicles.
Vroom, vroom.
Working vehicles.
Let me just check.
We potentially might need to borrow some for deliveries to Scrooge later.
Scrooge said it was okay.
You know what? See, because I didn't think that this would be something that you'd need. I'm just checking the picture that I made for this building does have a truck outside it.
Right, let's go.
Get in, bitches. We're going to the farm.
Is it working, though? Like, is it working?
Don't bring that up. If he's giving us the truck, he's giving us the truck. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm not gonna let you just have the truck. Of course not. What are you talking about?
Everybody
runs out the front door, leaving Tiny Tim to make tea and take down to the basement. Oh, hold on. Let me just remove the robot from that picture. Sorry, Nurse Randy.
Don't worry. That's not the last we heard of Nurse Randy.
Too soon.
Before you explode the news, let me have a little cameo.
Yeah. You all run towards the truck. The robots, none the wiser to what's going on in the basement, just allow you to continue. You make it to the truck. I see. Look at that truck. It looks more like a. What does that look like? It looks like one of those like wagon trucks that you get with the military guys.
It's a cab. It's a cab over 2-ton truck.
Cab over 2-ton truck. All right.
It's got all its wheels. Mm-hmm.
They call it a cab over because the engine is underneath the seat. That's why there's like the front sheared off. But it's a 2-ton. So it's like an F-550 or something like that.
Excellent. Obviously, that's just a random truck I put there. I didn't really know that it would come into... I didn't know it would be part of the story, but here we go. What do you do once you get to the truck?
Luck roll.
Everyone hop in the back.
Yeah, hop in the
Billy
back.
Billy Bob shotgun with me, I think.
Can you get this thing running?
Possibly.
Bye, the football.
Just see. I stomp off to the front like those teddy bears they have on trucks sometimes. Right. Can I pop my head in and see if the truck will like start?
Absolutely.
Actually, no, Billy Bob, try and start it up. I'll get under the hood if we need to.
Billy Bob jumps into the driver's seat. What do you do?
I try to crank her up.
Yeah, turn the key.
All right.
Oh, wait, fuck.
Yeah, there you go. There's your first challenge. We need to find some keys. Billy Bob, give me a quick luck roll.
Can I hotwire the car?
A luck roll? Luck against what?
Luck against survival, because this is a high... stress survival situation.
That is wait, I don't know why I did two.
That's
so
okay, you would have got a success anyway. So yeah, how do you find the keys? Where do you find them?
I would assume above the sun visor, because that's usually where people hide them.
Yeah, I mean, they could have already been in an ignition, but yeah, that's fine. You look around, you find the keys in the sun visor. You turn it and it rattles.
All right, we got a little bit of a spark, but we need some power. All right, here. At least it cranked over. That's enough. If it cranks over, that's at least something.
Okay. Can Winnegan try and get the truck working there?
Winnegan can try and get the truck working. Yes, you're going to want to use intelligence against repair.
Sure thing.
As the timer is now getting towards what 14 minutes.
Two successes.
Winnegan very quickly figures out what's wrong with the engine. She slams the hood back down, or whatever the fuck it is you would call it on this truck. She signals to Billy Bob to start it again. Billy Bob.
The battery's been unplugged.
I crank her over.
Excellent. And I have one last luck check. Now, this is going to be for all of you.
Oh, I'm sitting in the back.
Yeah, a luck versus survival check. If everybody could give me... everybody that's in the car anyway.
Success.
Two successes. One success.
Three successes.
Snuff and puff.
I think it's just Billy Bob to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Luck and survival.
Three successes!
Everybody succeeds.
Oh, hell yeah.
You have enough fuel. Which is lucky because nobody checked that. But yes, you are on your way, speeding away from this place.
Just flip at the bird and we drive away.
Billy Bob has got like foot to the floor. Like he's probably hit the triple digits at this point. Well, so much fuel! So much of it. I wouldn't say triple digits. So these things definitely don't go triple digits.
You see the truck. The truck is seen from the distance, kicking up dust behind it, driving straight into the sunset. And we cut to the overseer sitting in his office, and a rumble
is
felt.
Can I have a little cameo just quickly?
I'm trying to
oh, robot time.
I'll let you end it. Go on, but yeah.
No, they're rolling. Give me your little, what are you doing? You're sitting there, you're watching this Deathclaw eat old man McScrooge, and Tiny Tim comes down the stairs with a tray of tea.
Ah, Tiny Tim, we're glad you've accompanied us. Could you just please help me with these processes? Fancy, help me.
You seem quite broken there. Let me just get this tea to old man McScrooge.
And that's when the bomb goes off.
Yep. And then
just fix you up.
Yes, now we cut to Overseer Hamilton sitting in his office. A rumble is felt across the land. It reaches the vault in nearby towns and causing people to stop and stare in horror as a mushroom cloud blooms on the horizon. Travellers, merchants and vol inhabitants feel the impact. Some are shaken to the ground, others rushing for shelter as the shockwave hits.
Did they put their thumb in the air?
A couple of them did check and they were safe from the radiation. Settlements like Junkertown, like the first town that you ever went to. the structures tremble, leaving a trail of destruction in the bomb's wake. The blast created a significant radiation zone. A deadly stretch of land is now uninhabitable. The area around McScrooge's bunker is now a scorched wasteland, and a cloud of radioactive dust spreads slowly across the surrounding miles, carried by the wind and poisoning anything it touches. Local wildlife and mutants are drawn to the radiation, mutating even further or succumbing to the toxic energy. This area gains a reputation as an unholy, cursed ground, a new and dangerous place that no one dares to approach. Fortunately for our team, their newly found truck was able to outrun the explosion. They reach the vault successful. The vault's market still a bustling hub of commerce, seems quite nervous on this particular occasion. Their return to the vault isn't quite as heroic as the last time. Overseer Hamilton, however happy to see them, is a little bit perturbed at the conditions. Obviously, not knowing that there was a nuclear bomb there, he is very surprised to have found that out, and in the way that he found that out.
It's okay, the gecko undo it all.
Yes, the site is now clear in its entirety.
Perfectly level.
The overseer fixed.
However, shocked and just as his usual, very surprised at your tactics. he finds himself agreeing. He's like, "Well, the job was done, I suppose."
Oh, you die.
Oh, we might need a new robot.
Oh, I knew I forgot something when I left. Damn it. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry, Winnegan.
And it is at this point that you have reached the end of this campaign.
Was there a wedding? Was there a wedding?
Hold on.
Everybody wants to know.
With the successful application of the GEC in the months to come, because they needed to take some extra safety precautions when going in to actually activate it, the wasteland around the vault begins to transform. What was once a desolate and irradiated landscape gradually becomes a pocket of thriving life. The barren earth softens as green shoots push their way through the soil, and over time, grass, trees and plants reclaim the area. Birds return to the skies, animals wander into the new lush region, and a sense of hope and possibility spreads throughout the land. Under the Vault Overseer's guidance, the Vault extends its reach, both physically and through community influence. A system of tunnels is constructed, connecting the Vault to the newly cultivated land above, providing security and access to the new settlement forming in the region. With this expansion, the Vault grows from a hidden shelter into a key player in the wasteland, with its residents embracing their role as leaders in a thriving new community. Cartman,
yes.
Name the settlement for me.
I don't know, how about Cruddington?
The settlement above becomes known as Cruddington, a beacon for survivors across the wasteland. Word spreads quickly of the verdant haven, drawing wanderers, traders, and even entire families hoping to start anew. The Vault Overseer carefully screens newcomers, upholding a balance between security and openness. Vault dwellers and wastelanders alike build a cooperative society, learning from each other's strengths. While outsiders are restricted from the Vault's main levels, Cruddington serves as a bridge between both worlds, with a shared market, trading post, and facilities to aid travelers.
Oh, and its sister cities, Crapville and Shit Town. Yeah, clear. Yeah, Cruddington. Oh, really, don't Cartman? Get,
yes, don't do not diarrhea. Cruddington. So, yeah, beaming.
Winnegan, what do you do with your life in Cruddington?
Having had fairly enough of random missions and unknown places, I think Winnegan would decide to start exploring for her own means, using Cruddington as a base and still working as a member of the Vault, as part of perhaps the engineering department. She would look to explore, not to necessarily find new resources for others, but to maybe be a bit entrepreneurial. That brief experiment with botany, let's put it that way, may have inspired her.
All right, Winnegan becomes an engineer and an explorer in her own right.
I think before she sets out, she'll take perhaps the same dilapidated truck that they stole from Scrooge, reach out hand and ask Gertrude to come with her. She will, of course, need some help dealing with the monsters of the wastelands.
Oh, hell yeah. dildo in hand.
I'd like it no other way.
Just poking out the window, flapping in the breeze.
Air drying.
Billy Bob, what are you doing with yourself?
Well, I would say definitely Billy Bob is not for the settling down life. I'd say he basically kind of, as things kind of start to settle down, he notices this isn't really the place for him anymore. So he bids adieu to his meemaw and his step meemaw and Beverly tips his hat to and takes Snufflepuff in hand, now basically a ghoul after all the radiation she just went through, practically. And go, well, we're gonna go on our way. This ain't we ain't really sitting around types around here. We go wherever the wind takes us. But I guess if we're gonna quote anything, gonna go where the wind takes me. So we go off, we kind of start new things. I don't know. I mean, really kind of be what we've always been. Wanderers and his way, an immortal god or something. He has no fucking clue that he's a ghoul. Never did figure it out.
Belly Bob turns away from the settlement, away from the vault, and although they are sad to see him go, they do love to watch him leave.
I see him shake my ass, bow-legged white-like, and you can see the tips of the mini-nuke sticking out as I waddle my way. Oh, this hurts.
Damn, boy, he dummy
thing. Beverly.
I think she'd like to have settled down in Shit Town.
Bradington.
No, that's the sister city of Shit Town.
Yeah.
Crapville and Shit Town are the sister cities.
Oh, so he's too high and mighty for Creddington.
Yes.
So he had to go to Shittington.
She was always the second thought, but she'd like try to make her own like exotic dance club and have a little statue in different areas and little different rooms named after the other their companions. Just so like the handy room.
Beverly decides to put down roots in Cruddington. She becomes their first and only super mutant inhabitant and opens a brothel.
that Billy Bob was a frequent customer of. He was there constantly.
Charged him twice the money.
And finally, Nurse Handy's outro. The one you didn't expect.
Wait. wait. The Vault Overseer remains vigilant, ever watchful for signs of synth infiltration. Thanks to the team's actions in Junkerton, Cruddington has a sophisticated screening protocol, a trained watch to protect the community, and Clements continues his undercover investigation into the synths, sharing his findings with the Overseer and ensuring that Cruddington remains secure. A bright future for the team. Cruddington stands as a testament to resilience, a place where people can finally dream of a brighter tomorrow. And though the wasteland is still dangerous and challenges remain, Cruddington has carved out a sanctuary, a true oasis in the heart of the harsh post-apocalyptic world. Go on, Nurse Handy, give us your outro.
The outro is this. A dark room is cracked open by a fellow scavenger, and all he sees is a melted down pile of slag. After he chips away at this, he finds an intact memory unit, and there I lie on a shelf in the middle of Junkerton, ready to be put into a new robot to hunt down my so-called friends who left me there to die.
No. Terminator.
Dun dun dun.
Fallout season 2.
Too bad Billy Bob's in Tahiti at this point. Woo! Snufflepuff is the best place we can fucking go. Woo! We're on a beach somewhere.
That's how to end it on a comeback.